T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, if you had to make a prediction, and nothing's on the line, you're just making a prediction. Aaron Judge, 2 games, IL, or he plays tomorrow?
IL.
Yeah, you are a negative guy, aren't you?
No, it's not about being negative. It's
about being negative.
Judge said and what Boone said.
He said, I've never had a broken toe, so I don't know what that's
no,
like.
No, but that's not. But Aaron Judge also said, it is what it is. If I end up on the IL, I end up on the IL. That's a far cry from a night earlier when he's like, the wall took the worst of it.
Yeah.
He was trash talking the fence the next day. Yeah, I may end up on the IL.
Also, to be fair, I've broken a couple toes. He didn't break a toe.
You don't think so?
No.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because
he ran into the wall.
Oh, he had shoes on, did he not?
Yes, yeah,
he's fine. Okay. He'll be just fine.
What signs would you have seen in the the 3 innings he played after?
He wouldn't have been able to walk for a little bit. Now, eventually, the pain might have gone away.
Aaron Judge also knows, like, when you think of Derek Jeter and you think of his great career, there's a lot of things that could pop to mind, right?
Sure,
a lot of postseason moments. But the one regular season moment to me, this is just me speaking, maybe you disagree, that jumps out at me more than anything else is when Nomar Garciaparra was a little injured.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I'm mocking the way Bostonians say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Nomar
Garciaparra.
Isn't feeling well.
So he's sitting there in the dugout looking like, oh, I guess I can't play today. And in that game, Derek Jeter ran and landed face first into the third base stands.
Cut his
when
face.
He made that great catch. Yeah. The Yankees went on, won the game. I think John Flaherty got the game-winning hit. But what made Jeter look so awesome was that he busts his head open, and here's his rival, Nomar, sitting there watching.
Correct.
Aaron Judge knows, while there isn't another rival out there necessarily sitting, when he makes that awesome running catch, which is his Jeter-like catch in a regular season game, he's got to finish the damn game, and the Yankees need to win. Aaron Judge knows that. I got to finish the damn game, and we need to win. And he finished the damn game, and the Yankees won. And 25 years from now, when we're talking about Judge, and you say, hey, okay, give me a favorite Judge moments. You may bring up the Superman act in right field.
No, you're not.
When he crashed through the fence.
No, of all the catches he's made, running into the chain link fence in L.A.
You don't think that lives?
No.
But the Jeter one lives.
The Jeter one lives because of the results.
Because of the Red Sox, because of Nomar.
Yeah. And he got the cut. He's bleeding.
Yeah.
He might have died.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? What year did Jeter make that catch?
Jeez, it's 25 years
ago. No, I'm serious. Do you guys know the year?
I know the year.
Oh, why don't you say the year?
I'd rather not.
Well, why don't you say the year? I'm curious. What year did Derek Jeter make this defining regular season moment?
I believe it was in 2004.
2004? How'd that season go?
Oh, you're going to be that guy, huh?
No, I'm just saying that.
No, he's trying to be that guy.
I'm not trying to be the guy.
He's trying to be that guy.
You're trying to be that guy.
I'm trying to understand why
you're successfully being that guy.
Right. I'm trying to understand
why that. Big Mac, how did the 2004 season end? Because I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's not my point. My point is, you have already brushed aside that Judge catch, we'll forget all about it.
We will.
Yet the Jeter catch lives in history. You agree with that?
100% it does.
Even though it occurred in a season that every Yankee fan wants to forget.
Of course.
So what makes that moment last the test of time, but you don't think, and we're just guessing here, that the Judge moment won't? Fair question?
I think
fair question.
Him going into the stands obviously is a part of it. Him coming out bloodied is obviously a part of
it. Nomar sitting there.
Nomar, his, theoretically, a guy he's compared to generationally, not playing. Yeah, I think a lot goes into it. Plus, he had already established himself by then as the most clutch hitter in Yankee postseason.
And what
is
Aaron Judge's, you know, kind of confirmed
Aaron
that he
Judge
is?
Aaron Judge is the Yankees' best player who has not yet achieved that level of success.
No, no. From a postseason standpoint, right. You're right. But from a regular season standpoint, I can argue he's already passed Derek Jeter.
Well, I mean, different in terms expectations of what he's done. Based on what they do.
Right. I get that. And for a national audience, and this is why I think Joe Davis, it was Joe Davis, right? Who made the call with John Smoltz? I think this was, I'm like, kiss.
You want to play it? You got it?
This was such a great call. And I want you to play it, and I'll explain why I think it's utterly brilliant, not just for us as New Yorkers, but for every single person watching this game.
Here it is, Fox. Go ahead.
Crack down the line. Back to the corner goes Judge. It is caught by Aaron Judge. Wow. It is so much more than just the home runs. He is Superman.
Oh, what a call. And here's why it was awesome. To most people out there, just the home runs. He's right. He captured it. Just the home runs.
Yes.
63, just the home runs. To you and I, to Big Mac, to everyone listening right now, you know it's more than that. You know.
He's become an all-star defensive outfielder.
And I think a catch like that in a national game against the Dodgers, that's a reminder to anyone out there that doesn't watch him every day, it is more than the home runs.
I would say this.
He's Superman.
And if I missed him talking about it afterwards, it's on me. I didn't see the quote. But at no point does he slow down. And I'm not sure if that's because it's a chain link fence and he didn't pick it up, as opposed to like a different color, you know, outfield wall where you'd pick it up out of your peripheral. But the most fascinating thing about that is that he really, it seemed like he was totally unaware that the fence was coming up.
He also was pissed after the game. He was pissed, and he was pissed about something that I happen to agree with him about. If you
that
remember,
in 2023, we still have chain link fence outfields.
That sort of yes,
yeah. But cheap bastards out there.
Something else happened on that play, as you may recall. They awarded the guy on first second base because they claimed Judge went out of play, and the rule is
the door opened right
because he's out of play. Guy gets the extra base. Boone argues it. And Judge, after the game, said that was ridiculous. And if the run came home to score, he was going to be even more pissed off. So as he makes this incredible catch, Aaron Judge is standing there in right field just steaming at the idea that the umpires decided to hand, I think it was Max Muncy, second base.
Because it wasn't his fault. Build a better fence.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Right, that's why he said the fence got the worst of
it. Yes. He ran over the fence. Why should he be penalized?
Meanwhile, he didn't break his toe. Let's just come on. He's probably going to go on the IL anyway, but do you really think he broke the toe?
I don't know what he did. But I think the way he talked made me think of a guy going on the IL.
He had another at-bat. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, I think you can play on a broken toe for a little bit.
For a little bit?
For 3 innings, you can. Not for 3 weeks.
I think it hurts the most right after.
I don't know.
Do I want to hear from Triple V or no? He raised his hand.
He did raise his hand.
Because besides being a weatherman and a dog expert, he's also like a doctor.
I know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to fall right into the trap that every fan does. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. I try not to do it. And I know he's going to do it.
What's that?
There is no doubt in my mind of what he's going to do.
What?
He's going to compare it to an injury he suffered and tell me what the healing 100%. Time is. All right, girl, what do you got, Triple V?
No, I'm actually not going to do that. I was going to tell you what a Dodger Stadium groundskeeper said, is that he sheared off metal from a wall. He broke the latch that holds the fence together.
Not his foot, though.
But he broke.
His body.
He broke off metal from a fence.
I don't buy that either. I think they had like a zip tie on that fence because
the groundskeeper's lying?
Yeah, possibly the groundskeeper's lying, yes. What? You also had a 300-pound, 6-foot, 7-inch guy go essentially full speed or close to it into a fence that's barely being held together.
And did you see the inevitable segment on Sunday Night Baseball that you knew was coming where they did the whole thing?
I was watching the NBA.
They go out there, the whole bit where they see how they reinforced it now. They have Yankee bullpen guys standing there talking about what they saw when he went through the wall. It was so ridiculous.
Well, as you noticed, it's I went out of my way to play a clip from Saturday night and not from Sunday night. Because I thought, despite John Smoltz, who's a problem, I apologize, and I'll let you stay out of it. I know Fox, you don't want to ruffle any feathers. John Smoltz, A, hates the Yankees, but B, more importantly than that, Yankee fans, he hates baseball. And that's what drives me nuts about him. I don't know why he calls baseball.
John Smoltz loves the game of baseball.
I'm so sick of John Smoltz.
But you can't say John Smoltz hates baseball.
He broadcasts.
He loves baseball.
Let me phrase this again. You're right. I don't know his soul. 100%. He broadcasts as if he hates baseball.
He does not hate baseball.
He broadcasts as if he
does.
What
does that even mean?
It means he broadcasts as if he just is disgusted by the sport. Well, that's
maybe
my impression.
Maybe he's disgusted by how it's played today. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can tell you for a fact, John Smoltz loves baseball.
Okay, but Craig, let me push back on this.
About it.
So you know how there are certain people out there who just long for the 90s NBA?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Could you imagine watching an NBA game and the entire game it feels like that person is crapping on the current NBA?
Because they prefer a different style.
Yeah, like it's okay to have a difference of opinion. Like, sure. I respect it, but sometimes it's just too much. Am I wrong?
It's like, I get it. You don't like this style of basketball. It's all about the three ball.
Okay.
I want to see the, but I respect the fact that these guys are really good at what they do.
Yeah,
I got you.
To spend the entire
game. So you feel like at no point does he couch his maybe displeasure for the way the game is played today.
Yeah, I just can't stand him.
You're just not a fan because you hate the
Braves. Now I've lost
and everything he stands for, which is winning.
Anything he says now, I just get annoyed. Like, he could say the most simple thing.
But you have to be honest. Part of that is your Met fandom.
No. Has nothing to do with it. It really doesn't. It has to do with me disliking his early broadcasting, and now every time he talks, I roll my eyes.
Oh, so here's what's interesting.
I haven't gotten past his hatred of baseball.
You are not willing to see that he's evolved as a broadcaster.
I don't know. Joe Davis is great, though. Credit to Joe.
Yeah, Joe Davis is a very good
broadcaster. You got to admit that he's a national broadcaster.
Yeah.
That's a badass call.
It's a good call. Solid call.
Would you agree best TV Yankee call of the year came from a national guy? That's my opinion.
Would I agree?
Yeah.
No, let me think about it. I would agree. Yeah, first off, he knows Aaron's last name. It's not Juz. It's Judge. We'll start with that. And B, what Davis does is good or better than anybody. And remember, you know, he's filling very big shoes.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe Buck.
I know.
Did you forget his name?
I think Joe Davis is on point with every big call. Every big call.
I think he nailed
even
that
last
call.
Year in the World Series. I know it's all about Philadelphia. He was money good in that World Series.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. And I thought he captured the essence of Judge very well with that call.
And
it wasn't just a great catch.
I think he's like 19 years old.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. He's going to have a very lengthy play-by-play career.
You think so?
Yeah, I've never met him, but yeah, it seems like it. I'm sure I'll meet him at the big Fox picnic.
Do you think he's going to go past Joe Buck? Like, is he going to go 25 years?
That's virtually impossible.
Why not? If he's 19 years old.
Yeah, but still, like what Joe Buck did, it doesn't happen. Like, it's virtually impossible.
I apologize. You said something. I got to go back to it.
Yeah.
So, at these picnics.
Yeah, the Fox picnic.
Do you hang out with Fox News, Fox TV, FS2? Like, is everyone, like, are you playing hacky sack with Sean Hannity?
Well, I've yet to go to one of the picnics.
Right.
But my belief is that we're all one big happy family.
Huh.
And we all picnic together.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hopefully Hannity pays for everything.
He should.
Because he's got more money than anybody.
Damn right.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the annual Fox family picnic.
Oh, cool.
I'll probably say a few words at it. You know how that goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.